Well, here we are. It's time for Titillation Tuesday, and Chris Kelly's going to start us off.
This number, I guess, was about what I thought it would be. There's a urology foundation. They've surveyed 20,000 guys, all of different ages, and have basically asked, do you know how to find a woman's pleasure button?
You did not say that.
That's the way they put it in their...
That's what they wrote.
Pleasure button.
Well, they wrote that, but then they put in parentheses what it actually is, and I can't say that word.
The clinical term?
Oh, I hate that word. I just cannot.
The anatomical term.
Yeah,
yes,
and I just cannot say it. I prefer to say pleasure button.
Okay.
Well, for those age 18 to 24, the number was only 39% who even said, yeah, I think I can find it. Mm-hmm. So really, the number's probably even lower than that. But only 39% of Generation Z. That's
self-reported.
Yeah. They say, well, I try, but I don't think I've ever actually found the pleasure button. I was like, man, you may be right. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, this is one of those instances where oftentimes straight women will really get shortchanged.
And they'll say, you do not know where the pleasure button is. You have no idea.
That's not it.
That's not it. There's a full disclosure. I watched Sex and the City. Okay. I just watched an episode yesterday.
Mm. Was it titled Pleasure Button?
Miranda had to fake orgasms with a guy because he didn't know how to pleasure her. And the question was, should she stop or should she keep doing it? Well, she stopped. And the guy goes, oh, something wrong with you? Are you like sick? And she goes, no, I've been faking the entire time. And he said, what? And she was like, yeah, you don't know where my pleasure zone is. You're like 3 or 4 inches from it. And he said, oh.
Good God. How deep is that thing? No one can reach that. You're sick. Get out of here.
That's basically how the episode ended. She wound up not calling him back because she's like, I'm just not going to fake this forever, you know, and he can't find it. Now, in contrast, now, again, only 39% of younger people, 18 to 24, said, yeah, I can find it. I know where it is. Baby boomers, 71% said, yeah, I got it. I know where
it is.
Even
still, that's not even three quarters.
Pretty low. That's pretty low, exactly. But they said that, and it went by age, like Generation X, 55%.
Well, you hope some of it sinks in as you age.
I don't know. Yeah, at least now that's an advantage for the olds amongst us. It's like at least I've figured it out. It's like they say, but only a little over half of my generation. I don't know. I'm not positive. I'm not positive on this. They ask, where in the body is the pleasure button located? Be as specific as possible. And most of these guys are like, I'm not sure.
They couldn't even point it out on a map?
Yeah, they could not get it
on the map. How are you this dense?
They could not get it on the... they could not. That's right. In fact, a lot of them just said, not sure. A lot of these guys. Or they had like listings of like where it is exactly. Mm-hmm. And they were like, none of the above or
that's
not
the taint.
Sure. That's... A lot of guys said the tank.
Hold too far.
A lot of guys. There was one of the choices was between the vagine and the anus, and a lot of guys picked it. They're like, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Well, don't they say for guys, that's a very, very sensitive area back there?
Back there or down there?
Well, that maybe down there.
Well, some men like their prostates massaged.
All right. Yeah. I
mean,
it's
Titillation Tuesday.
I don't mind
we're
that.
Adults here.
I don't mind that. I don't mind wax play, and I don't mind that.
No, but no, we would never find a partner who would do that.
But my wife will not do that.
No.
Because you know where it is.
Good God, how deep is it? I can't reach that far.
I mean, you'd need a dishwashing glove to get up there.
I've said to her a few times, do you want to get in there a little bit? And she goes, are you out of your mind? I am not doing that. And she basically said, you married the wrong person if you think that's good. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I know mm-hmm. that's how it is, you know, but I do like a little of that play mm-hmm. here and there. I told you that once before. It's like, I wouldn't mind that.
I know, I blocked it out.
I wouldn't mind it.
Just a pinky?
Is it too much to ask just a pinky? She's like, yes, it is
too much. That's one of my trigger words. Pinky.
She says, too much. It is too much to ask. I think I'd get wax candle play. I could take that candle home and get more play than I could with that. Yeah. That's just never going to happen. Sometimes in life you just say, okay, that's not going to happen for me. You know, that's not
like
going
playing
to
in the NFL.
Exactly. you give up on your dream sometimes. You're like, okay, that's not going to happen. Yeah,
they start to die.
Yes.
Usually in yes. batches.
And things are fine, but it's like, no.
Yeah, that's, you make your way.
It's just not going to happen, exactly. The other Titillation Tuesday item is another list, and these are the best songs to play. Now, this is from researchers. Songs that have made the Billboard Hot 100 that are best to play during sex. And it was based on like number of beats per minute, as well as content. All of it went into the survey, the study. So it was more scientific. You know, it was like, it wasn't just like, what do you like? It was more scientific. And I have the top five of songs to play during sex, and they've all made the Billboard Hot 100.
Okay.
And the top five.
Can we guess any of these, or have we never heard of them?
I have only heard of two, maybe three. I might have heard of a third. One is real new, and I know
how
you
new is real new.
Dua Lipa. It's a Dua Lipa song.
Oh, I don't know her.
So you wouldn't know it.
Is Maxwell on there?
No.
People love Maxwell.
Maxwell. I think people love, but this is more of a scientific.
It's not like Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It
no,
On.
No, see, that would be, I think if you asked people, they'd say that. This
or
is like
Earth, Wind & Fire Reasons.
Right. This is like so many beats per minute. It's perfect for okay. this and that. Number five is George Michael's I Want Your Sex. I want your sex. I mean, you've got the content and the lyrics, of course.
Yeah, but it's way more up-tempo than I would have
all imagined. Of these are up-tempo. I was surprised by that, how up-tempo. I would think they'd be much more low-key, you know? The first time I heard this song, I was mopping the floor at Henry James Barbecue. And my friend, who I worked with, Ricky, remember later? We were in the car together.
Yeah.
And arrested. Another story. We went to car lots after work.
Got Tyreeked.
Yeah, got Tyreeked. We got Tyreeked. They bent me over the back of the car because they caught us in the car together. But we were just looking at cars. I was in a Cressida.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And we'll put that in the report so your dad didn't see it.
Yeah. You want to lie and say you're in like a Corvette or...
I was in a Toyota Cressida.
Cressida.
Had the best dashboard I'd ever seen up to that point in my life. I was like, look at all the knobs on this. It's unbelievable.
What does that do?
Exactly. Well, anyway... I heard this while mopping, and my friend Ricky was like, oh, yeah. And he was dating a 24-year-old at the time. He was 19.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
oh,
that's that our song. Guy.
She plays this all the time.
Oh, yeah. I was like, can this even be on the radio? I couldn't believe it. My boss, Steve, turned it to the country station. He's like, we're not listening to this while you mop. Forget it. That's not happening.
Certainly not with paying customers.
No, God, no. We always had it on the country station with paying customers there. Once we closed, we'd flip it over to the top 40 station, and this is what played.
I think in this era of George Michael's life, he was still, I think, pretending to be a straight.
I think you're right.
I don't think he was living his truth.
I think you're exactly right. Biggie probably knows it. I probably heard it. Number four, these are best songs to have sex to. According to a scientific survey based on beats per minute and content, Dua Lipa's Hotter Than Hell. Can you feel the warmth? Yeah. They're all up-tempo. As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol.
Where I'm coming from, yeah. You sound like an exercise class.
I bet I've heard them in my exercise class. Cause I like hell to burn when I'm... It's a big hit, Biggie.
I have no clue.
I don't know it. I'm the answer to your prayer.
This sounds like a club banger.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it really picks up here in a second.
Oh, yeah? That's Dua Lipa. I was very surprised at how all of them seem to have that kind of beat to them. Set the Mood by Justin Timberlake. Is it Set the Mood Prelude? Now, this is a little more what you'd picture.
More traditional.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
I don't either.
So, this is one from his album, Future Sex Love Sounds, I think is the name.
All right, yep, okay.
But it's weird how he titled these songs. Mm. He'd call it Prelude, but it'd actually be like this is a 7 minutes of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then he'd kick into a different song. The album kind of flows as one, but he did have weird titles.
I think this is the most titillating of the songs so far. As far as being sexual, you know.
Yeah, and it's just this for like 7 minutes.
I mean, you hear this playing in a dark room, you get down to business, you get a little candle wax play or whatever going on. I understand it. The next one is the oldest on the list, Donna Summer. You want to guess the Donna Summer song? Number two. Yeah, Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. Not Love to Love You, Baby.
It is. It is.
These scandalous.
Are, these are songs that are best to make love to. According to research, it was a scientific. The tempo of 119 beats per minute, they said, was perfect. That seems high, though, doesn't it?
To me.
Yeah. Well, this is scandalous. Now, this sounds sexual.
It's very sexual.
Very sexual.
This was designed for the cocaine-fueled dancers at Studio 54 and the discos across the country and around the globe. And I think, I can't remember the number. This might be a great, maybe our fact checker can dig it up. But in the course of the song, I believe Ms. Summer approximates 23 orgasms.
Yes.
I mean, it is...
Yes.
For its time.
Yes.
Scandalous.
I want to say we had that on a Throwback Thursday put up or shut up game.
Yeah, she
I
does. So,
that's
yeah.
right. She approximates 23 orgasms.
I don't know the number, but it's high.
It's titillating.
This is what you would.
This is a titillation Tuesday. And I did use that as a put up or shut up rock and roll trivia question. Dang. Okay.
It's going to get better than that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's better than that. But the one they found.
It's not, you got a better closer?
No. You're going to go, what? This doesn't make any sense at all.
Not Old Town Road, is it?
It's not Old Town Road.
It's even more surprising.
It's stunning. Now, I don't think I'd ever heard the song until this morning when I was researching this. And it's by Post Malone. And as soon as I heard the song, I was like, I love this song. But I can't imagine it being great for sex. It's the perfect amount of beats per minute at 119. And the song is called, it's got Blake Shelton on it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Pour Me a Drink.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me.
Biggie's simulating sexual activity.
This is a lake song?
Yeah, this is the lake.
This is off his new album.
Is it?
This is brand new.
Brand new. Yeah.
Country Post.
It's Country Post, yeah.
Well, Country Post is kind of like old Country Post.
I knew you would.
Well, I got together with Morgan, I guess, and said, let's just do something here. Now he's got Blake Shelton going. Love the song. I'll lake life to it all day long. It doesn't seem sexual to me.
You might have a couple cold pops and lean over and tell somebody, this is a sex song. Out there on a pontoon boat.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're going to ruin the mood.
Oh, yeah. It'll start. I'll go, sexual.
Just keep it on, dude. Kids or something.
That's exactly what's going to happen.